From National Public Radio and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Those are the opening notes to one of the most successful Broadway musicals of all time, West Side Story. Its first production was a hit in 1957, earning multiple Tony Awards. The film version, a few years later, won 10 Oscars, and there were more awards and nominations for Broadway revivals in 1980 and 2009. So what is it about West Side Story that's made it so popular? Well, it has a great story, to be sure, a modern update of Romeo and Juliet, and great lyrics as well. But perhaps most importantly, composer Leonard Bernstein gave the show a seemingly endless string of great tunes. There's The Breathless Ecstasy of Tonight, and there's The Passion and Longing of Maria. And what about the buoyant enthusiasm of America? Not to mention Somewhere, I Feel Pretty, and One Hand, One Heart. The hits, as they say, just keep on coming. It's all those hummable tunes that have kept West Side Story alive and well for decades. Well, it's the same way with opera. It's a plus for any opera to have a great story and compelling characters, but it's the memorable arias, duets, and choruses, great tunes, that keep the opera houses full. And if you're looking for an opera that's brimming with great tunes, we've got one for you today, Bizet's Carmen. There's this catchy seguidilla, for example. And there's the playfully spooky urchins chorus. And, of course, the most famous of all the opera's numbers, Carmen's Abaneda. And still, after all that, we haven't even gotten out of the first act, and we skipped the opera's hit-filled introduction altogether. Up next, it's what seems like a whole string of opera's greatest hits, all coming to you in a single drama, Carmen, by Georges Bizet. The production is from the Liceu Theater in Barcelona, with Beatriz Uria-Monzón in the title role, Roberto Alagna as Don José, and Erwin Schrott as Escamillo, in a performance led by conductor Marc Piolet.